Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Roses are red, violets are blue. When the Z Morning Zoo calls your man, he better choose you. War of the Roses, catching cheaters one at a time, and it starts now.
By the way, all the phone scams that we've been doing, War of the Roses, Dirty Works, they're all up.
You did it, yeah!
They're on the podcasting page.
Good job.
So stop yelling at me! They're all up there for you to listen on the radio.com app on your podcast as we welcome Abby to the show. Hello, Abby!
Hey, everybody.
So who are we putting to the test for you today?
My boyfriend, Mark.
Okay. Now, why are we putting Mark to the test?
Well, a couple weekends ago, we joined a big group of friends who have rented a beach house out in Sandbridge for a weekend. So, I don't know. I mean, the idea was we're all going to crash there, basically have just, like, a fun beach house weekend.
Well, this last past weekend would have been a good weekend for that, too. All right. So, continue.
Well, on the first day, I noticed when we're all out down by the water that Mark is gone. And I'm like, where the hell did Mark go? And then about 20 minutes later, I see him walking out of the house with this friend of ours named Liz.
Okay. Now, you know this Liz person, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody there. We all knew each other.
Okay.
Okay. So the next night, we're all sitting around the fire pit, and I notice Liz gets up to go do something like, I don't know, get a drink or go to the bathroom or whatever. And then about 10 minutes later, Mark gets up and says, he'll be right back. Both of them were gone for almost 45 minutes. And then they both magically show up about 5 minutes apart back at the fire.
Okay, so at this point, you're starting to get a little suspicious.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I wasn't the only one. I actually had a friend of mine say to me, what's up with Liz and Mark being so antisocial this weekend?
Well, maybe they were being social just with each other.
Well, yeah, that's what I can't stop thinking about, especially because we got in a fight that weekend. And so we really weren't in a good place to begin with.
Okay, and are you guys still together now?
Yeah, we're fine now, but I still can't get it out of my head that maybe they were doing something behind my back.
Okay, well listen, maybe this will either confirm something or make you feel better. Either way, let's run War of the Roses on Mark, and we'll see who he picks and what he puts on the card, okay?
Okay.
All right, now before we start, I got to ask you, are you sure you want all of this on the air?
I mean... Yes. I gotta know.
I don't, okay. Oh. Well,
yes.
Yes.
If yeah.
You okay, because if you say no, then we can't do it, but it's up
no,
to you.
No, yeah.
Yes, okay.
Yes.
Starting at random.
Hello?
Good morning. I'm calling to speak with a Mark, please.
Yeah, this is Mark.
Good morning, Mark. My name's Ashley, and I'm calling from the Visa Rewards Program. How are you today?
I'm all right. You said Visa?
Yes, the Visa Rewards Program.
I'll just save you some time here. I don't need another credit card right now.
Oh, no, no, so. No. That's not why I'm calling. You actually won a prize from us.
I did?
Yeah, so every month we draw a bunch of names from our Visa database, and those people win little prizes as a way to say thanks for using Visa. And this month, you were one of our winners.
Oh, awesome. Sorry, I thought you were trying to get me to like sign up for something.
Nope, actually, I was just calling to see what you wanted to do with your prize. So the prize for July is a gorgeous bouquet of long-stemmed red roses, and most of the men who have won them, they don't really want the flowers. So they've been asking us to just send them to their wife or girlfriend instead. So is that something that you'd like us to do with yours? Or would you like us to send the flowers directly to you instead?
The prize is flowers?
Yes, it's a bouquet of roses. So they look really nice. They're really romantic.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you can send them to somebody for me then.
Okay, perfect. So what we'll do is attach a card to the flowers so you can leave a nice little message on them if you want. And the first thing I'm going to need to know is who would you like us to send these flowers to? I just need a first and last name.
Okay. And you can send them anywhere, right?
Anywhere in the continental U.S., yes.
Okay. Send them to Abigail. Her last name is...
Okay, and what message would you like to put on the note that comes with them?
Just put down, these are for no reason other than just to say I love you.
Yay. Aw, that's really sweet.
That is really sweet. Don't you think that's sweet, Abby?
I do. Thanks, babe.
I have a question. Mark, do you know what's really going on right now?
No. What? What's going on?
Okay, so this is not the Visa Rewards program, as you may have figured out. This is actually the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104. And right now, you're on War of the Roses. Abby wanted us to put you to the test to see who you would send flowers to. And I have to say, you passed with flying colors, my friend.
Okay, so none of that was real.
No, but I think your girlfriend feels better, right, Abby?
Definitely.
I don't understand. Like, why'd you go through all of this?
Well, because I was freaking out because we were at the beach house that whole weekend, and you and Liz kept leaving at the same time, and everybody thought you guys were, like, sneaking off together or something.
Are you serious?
I know. It's stupid. I just worried that it's all, I don't know, you guys just kept leaving together.
Yeah. Do you want to know why?
Well, yeah.
It's because she brought ton of with her. We just kept leaving to go smoke it, and she didn't want her little sister to see her doing it, so I went with her to sort of, you know, look out, and I don't know, like, you can tell that I just smelled like when I came back.
Well, I don't know, I mean, we're all around that fire pit, so everything smelled like smoke, I guess.
Okay, so, but the bottom line, Mark, is there's nothing going on with you and this Liz girl?
No. Okay. No, absolutely not. No. We're just hanging out. I was looking out for, you know, just to make sure her sister wasn't looking, and I had to smoke a ton of weed.
Okay. Well, all right. So, Abby, your boyfriend is not a cheater. He's just a drug user. Congratulations.
This Morning Zoo's War of the Roses.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.